Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm sorry. I didn't get your name.
Jasmine.
Jasmine. Hello, Jasmine. I'm calling because I have a charge on my credit card for a product that apparently came from your company. It says Select Pro Complete EL, and I have no idea of what this is. Under the any details that they gave me, it says that the purchase method was online. It was general merchandise, not classified. And under merchant details, it says Select Pro Complete EL. Can you tell me what this is?
Okay, yes. What's your name and your mailing address?
Sure. My name is Linda, and the last name is hyphenated Swallow Mutual. My mailing address is 722 South Wisconsin Avenue, Villa Park, Illinois, 60181. And the cost of this item was $39.99, and it says that it was purchased online on May 10th, 2022.
Okay, and I do have that account showing where you paid $9.97 shipping and handling for a space heater, and the terms and conditions states that after you paid that shipping and handling, you were enrolled into a factory savings club. So every month, you're charged a fee, and in return, they send you out a $125 gift card to use on that online store.
Oh, I have no idea what that's all about. I did purchase the space heater. That was part of a promotion that came from, I'm not quite sure who the retailer was. Could it have been associated with the Kohl's department store? I think that it was something to do with completing a survey, and then there was a list of items that I could select from to choose as a bonus or, you know, a gift for completing the survey, and all I had to do was pay shipping and handling. Does that sound right?
Yes, ma'am. You have to pay the shipping and handling, and then they have in the terms and conditions that you're enrolling into a factory savings club as well.
Oh, I did not understand that. Is there any way that I can get out of this? I don't want to be part of this at all.
We can go ahead and cancel that subscription. I do have a cancellation number if you would like that.
Yeah, let me get something to write with. Oh, okay.
It is C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
260-126-822.
Okay, C is in Charlie, 260-126-822.
Correct.
All right, that's a cancellation number. Now, was this in some sort of, like, if I had clicked something, I was saying that I agreed to join this? I mean, I don't remember anything about this at all, and all I know is I did order the space heater, and that the charge for that, and I don't know anything about this club, or, you know, that I would be sent things that I'd be charged for. I don't have any information about that at all. So you've just given me a cancellation number. What happens after this?
That means we just cancel that subscription out, so you will not see any more charges from that company anymore on your statement.
Okay. What do I do about this $39.99 that appears for something that I don't even know what it is? Complete BL.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I canceled the subscription, and I can offer you a 35% refund on that charge.
I didn't want to buy it in the first place.
Okay.
Is there some way that I can contact the retailer directly to get a refund for this?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I don't know what the product is, and I don't want it.
Okay, well, as a courtesy, the most that I can offer is a 50% refund. If not, I can give you that email address for that company support team.
Yeah, would you please?
Mm-hmm. Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that email is, let's see. Yeah, the space heater. So that email. It is support, SUPPORT, at hottestonline.
That's hottest, HOTTEST? Hottest?
Hold on. No, ma'am, I apologize. That's the wrong one. It's support at Truly, T-R-U-L-Y, TrulyEssentialsGoods.com.
Truly Essential Goods.
Mm-hmm. Essential Goods, GODDS.com.
Okay. You know, in my last statement, there was also a charge, and I wonder if this was from the same situation. There was a charge for, again, something that I had no idea of what it was, and I disputed it with Citibank, and they sent me a letter and said that there was a credit given for dispute. They never told me what the item was. They didn't tell me who they were dealing with. But Citi went into the dispute and just gave me the money back. So I wonder if I need to let them know that, you know, this is something that's going on and it's being used against my card without my permission.
Okay.
You're giving me the email for that company, and perhaps between me getting a hold of them directly and then reporting this also as a disputed charge to Citibank, that they would stop doing it. But you have canceled me being part of it.
Yes, if you would hold for just a moment, I will just make sure that there's nothing else I can do for you, or if there is something I can do, if you will hold, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. So my supervisor is giving me permission to go ahead and refund that full amount as a courtesy. So you should see that credit back on your statement in 3 to 5 business days.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.